Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to our listeners to this podcast series of Banking on Value Exchange. Today, the topic of key interest and focus is the pricing strategy, which can be an impeccable weapon to win in the current dynamic and evolving deposit growth war. We are all seeing interest rates go to the levels as they were in 2009, 2007. If you observe across different Western markets, for example, the EU, the last time they had percentages interest rate of 4.75 or above 4 was in 2008-2009. Similarly, for UK market, the current rate of interest are as high as 5.25%. And the last time they hit the roof or above 5% was around 2007-2008. And similarly, for US market, the interest rates, current interest rates that we are seeing are again on the range of 5.25% to 5.5%. These were almost 22 years ago that such kind of high interest rates were observed in the market. So across different Western world, we are seeing an increasing pressure on the banks to help their customers sustain this interest rate, especially from mortgage perspective, and make sure that this doesn't become a scenario where they have increasing NPAs and defaults coming from their retail and corporate customers as well. On the same point in time, banks are forced to increase their interest rates on the savings that customer keeps with the bank. Typically, I've been a consumer myself as a customer of banks in the region. There used to be absolutely no interest rate for the money that you keep with the bank, or hardly 0.5% or 1%. And now we are seeing the interest rates going high. Banks are offering as good as 4.75% to 5% on the fixed deposits or savings that you keep in the account. Now, it's a fine, delicate balance to tread in such difficult dynamic times. And banks have to relook at their long-term strategy, where they safeguard their interest and keep the bottom line growing. At the same point in time, help their customers survive these difficult times of increasing interest rates across the world. With that focus in mind and pricing being our key forte, I have two important guests today with me on this podcast. I'd like to invite John from our strategic partnership engagement with Simon Kucher. John, to introduce himself. John, welcome here on this podcast with Suntec on Banking or Value Exchange.
Thank you, Pulkit. I'm very happy to be with you today. Yes, hello, everybody. My name is John Causier. I look after our UK financial services practice. For those who aren't aware, Simon Kucher is a growth-focused consultancy, best known for our work in pricing. We probably do more pricing projects across the world than any other consultancy.
Oh, fantastic, John. Thank you so much for taking out time and being with us for this podcast. I'm sure our listeners will value your views, opinion, given your expertise in pricing domain. And as you rightly called, there is no better house, no better consultancy firm than Simon Kucher to talk about pricing. I have another important guest today with me, Madhur Jain from Suntec, Executive Vice President and part of leadership team at Suntec here. Madhur, quick introduction from your side.
Hi, thank you, Pulkit, and good day, John. Good day to everyone. Like Pulkit said, I have been in Suntec now for probably more than a decade. I run the solution consulting team within Suntec, and as well, I run the global SaaS team. It is great to be here because I believe at this moment, the rate war, as Pulkit called it, I think is one of the key topics which is engaging banks' attention. And it's an important topic for us to discuss as well. Pulkit.
Thank you so much, Madhur. Thank you so much, John. And for those listeners who are listening to this podcast series for the first time, I'm your host, Pulkit Bhardwaj. I'm based here in London, and I look after the customer engagement for Suntec across Europe and UK. That's about us. Now let's get into the topic for the day. Thanks a lot, Madhur and John, for joining us again. With the topic in focus, the first thing that I want to understand from you, with the rising interest rate across the world, there's a war or sort of a competition between different banks now to gain customer deposits. And there are different strategies that different type of banks, whether it is a neobank or a high street bank or whether it is a bank with deep pockets with the like of Chase and Marcus now entering the UK market, what kind of different strategies a bank can take or bank are taking with your insights in current landscape to gain deposit shares and to retain customer? Because that becomes a key challenge. Now, customer are certainly doing window shopping around where they see high interest rate, their money goes to that account. So how do you see, John? I invite you to share your views.
Yeah, thanks, Pulkit. I think there's obviously a lot of things going on right now, and different banks with different positionings are adopting different strategies. One thing that we're seeing a lot of right now is the resurgence of fixed term deposits, which given the status of the yield curve, are able to offer relatively aggressive high level prices. I think it's pretty much fair to say we're seeing that across the board, where the challenger banks are trying to perhaps act more aggressively, and the incumbent banks taking perhaps more of a defensive strategy because they still retain the bulk of the deposits. I think one thing that we're seeing across the board is just a much greater management focus. Things like a deposit task force is being set up, whole large teams of people being refocused off of other business issues onto the key priority of gaining and retaining deposits. And it's really very much a CEO level topic with very frequent reporting and close attention. And beyond that, one of the things we're seeing is a real refocusing of analytics. To your point earlier, the last time there was meaningful yield in the deposit market across many of these countries, it was many, many years ago. Across that span of time, banks have invested very heavily in analytics, and they've used analytics much more in the way they make decisions because of the lack of yield that hasn't been applied to deposits across the last sort of 10, 15 years. So there's a lot of catch up to do, and banks are looking to reinvest in that both internally and externally at the moment. I think the other thing that's really happening is a review of product range. Mm-hmm. So again, in a world where yield is flat, there's really not much of a role for product range differentiation. When interest is zero or near zero, you don't need three, four, five different types of deposit accounts. But as the yield potential expands from anywhere between 0 to 5-6%, that creates a lot of opportunity across that yield range for different products targeting different customers with different needs. So I think those probably three of the biggest actions we're seeing in the market right now.
Oh, that's very insightful, John, and especially the concept that you talked around having different category of products for different segment of customers or different types of customer is something that we are also observing in the market. And with that, I invite Madhur to share your views, given your global interactions with banks across the globe and here in the UK. What's your view on this, Madhur?
Thank you, Pulkit. You and John have spoken about the rate itself being very high. And obviously, when the rates are high and when challenger banks are giving higher rates, and challenger banks, or let me call it the non-traditional players, are giving higher rates, it's not surprising to see some non-traditional players giving rates as high as 8%. And beyond a point, banks cannot compete, right? Everybody increases interest rate. What's the rate per se is then becomes very difficult to compete with. What we've seen is multiple strategies which banks are adapting, but basically coming back into a simple perspective of what can I offer my customers which makes my proposition better. So we've seen quite a few, many of them, for example, really driven not by the account itself, but by the overall relationship, saying, okay, the rates which you get will be driven by the overall balances which you have, let's say in household or as a customer, as a corporate customer with multiple entities. How can I look at the overall balance before I decide on what rate I need to give you, so I can give benefits, better benefits, if you will, through higher interest rate for higher balances held holistically. Now, there are other offers as well, which we've seen in the market, saying that, my rates will be driven by the net new money which is coming into the bank, not just somebody cannibalizing existing account and moving into a higher rate deposit, but making sure that the more money you bring from the outside, the better the rate is. As well as you would see, more and more tiered bonus structures coming in play, in conjunction with, should I say, non-rate bonuses as well, non-rate rewards as well. So banks are adapting, I would say, a series of strategies, a series of offers in the market. Obviously, these depend on the regulatory framework of what is allowed, what is not allowed, as well as the individual markets, should I say, dynamics. And that controls specifically the offers, but banks have started looking beyond, you know what, if it's a 30-day deposit, this is the interest rate you get, to far more holistic, like John said, expanding the product portfolio, expanding the offer portfolio, to include a lot more flexibility in how they can reward their customers based on the value which the customer is bringing into the bank per se. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Very interesting, Madhur. And I could relate somewhere between what John expressed in terms of, segment given a different kind of treatment from a product perspective, and you talking about the value that a customer perceives in the overall relationship with the bank.